Well, you might be familiar with the age-old trope of the midlife crisis, the swanky new car or motorbike, perhaps a bad hair dye job, or a desire to quit your job, leave your marriage and start all over. But do you have to be a midlifer for the big change? Have you heard about the quarter-life crisis? People in their 20s changing careers or taking up hobbies with gusto, a regular jog becoming a daily marathon? Well, quarter-life, midlife, three-quarter-life, call it what you will, but did you have one and what triggered it? We'd love to hear your stories. Let me know on 0418 226 576 or via the ABC Listen app. We've had Robert from Hazelbrook in the Blue Mountains already called in saying, I gave up drinking in 1986 and it was a problem for me and others. There's not a day that passes where I miss it. That's a big change that he made in his life. Well, Dr. Lydia Brown is a senior lecturer in the School of Psychological Sciences at the University of Melbourne and joins us now. Hi there, Lydia.
Hi, Kath.
Now, I had a bit of a quarter life myself. It was pretty uninteresting and boring, actually. I left finance for journalism when I was about 25. How about you? Did you have a quarter life?
I did have a quarter-life crisis. So I had finished a degree and I had a scholarship to go on to do honours in politics. And I felt a real sense of disillusionment, really, with the life path that I had been told should make me happy. And I decided to give up my scholarship, shave my head and go to a Sri Lankan Buddhist monastery. My parents and family were not happy about that.
Yeah, wow. And how did that impact on then your life's trajectory?
Look, often a life crisis can feel really shaky because you're sort of breaking the foundation of your life to create space for something new. So you can feel anxiety. It can create wobbles in relationships with people who you love. But for me, it was a really great experience ultimately, sort of leading me to a new life path, retraining as a psychologist and researching the psychology of aging.
Yeah. Just how common is it to have a wobble in your 20s? We're all pretty aware about the midlife that might hit you anywhere between, you know, 40 and 50. But what about in your 20s when really you're just starting out in getting to know yourself, your identity, your career?
It is quite common. We know that rates of anxiety tend to be, and of mental health issues in general, tend to be higher in youth. And as we age, our mental health tends to, on average, improve. Of course, there are always ups and downs along the way. But young people really can struggle with reaching sort of classical milestones like getting married and buying a house. Having children, you might be in a relationship you expect to marry that person, but there's a huge disappointment at age 25 when that relationship breaks down and suddenly your whole life plan that you thought you had disappears in a flash and you have to rethink everything. So it is quite common.
Mm. Is it more of a Western notion or do all cultures experience some type of crisis?
Look, I don't know. As a psychologist, I'm more familiar with Western cultures. I know sort of working with people of all genders in their 20s, it's, you know, often quite a turbulent time. So I'm more familiar with the West. And I think that social media doesn't help. And also COVID has really sort of escalated everything, which has been hard for young people, but also perhaps creates opportunities because we're more able to navigate these really sort of unexpected life changes. Suddenly, all of our lives sort of disappeared as we knew them through COVID, and we had to rethink everything from the ground up. And I'm seeing that people of all ages and young people are now sort of more able to question traditional life paths and think, well, I don't love my job, but and previously they might have stayed, whereas now they're thinking, well, I don't love my job, life is short, I don't know what's around the corner, so I'm going to change. And that's both empowering but also hard.
Yeah, and, you know, it takes a big leap of faith, doesn't it, because it's jumping into the unknown. I mean, so do you think that we're hitting the panic buttons a little bit earlier because of the pandemic and because of social media, or there are other factors at play?
I think that if navigated skillfully, a crisis can be really empowering. It can feel uncomfortable, but if you have the resources to manage a big life transition that happens in your 20s or perhaps around midlife, if your kids are leaving home or you haven't had kids and you're reaching that realization that you may not. So at these big life transitions, it can feel scary because you don't know what the next chapter will look like, but it's also a really great opportunity if you have the supports to guide you through that time, that it can be very empowering. Mm.
Dr. Lydia Brown is talking about the psychology of aging here and the quarter life and midlife crises that sometimes creep up on us here on RN Drive. I'd love to know if you experienced this, a career or lifestyle change, or did you adopt a new hobby with diligence you never imagined possible? Let me know on the text line 0418 226 576, or of course via the ABC Listen app. We've had one text come in here saying, "Hi, my quarter life crisis ended up with me moving from Norway and to Australia. Was going to stay here for 6 months, been here for 1.5 years now. Best decision of my life though." That's interesting, isn't it? Saying that it's often very rewarding when you make these big changes. Lydia, what are some of your clients telling you? What are some of the more radical things that are going on in these quarter life crises?
Often it is a career change, and especially when it's something you've worked hard towards. Say you've climbed up to become a corporate lawyer and you can see the path to partner ahead of you, and to kind of give all of that up can come as a real shock to people and also to yourself. So career change is a big one, and they can sometimes be a bit negative as well. So you might sink into a big depression, and that's not a good thing. You would never welcome that on anybody. But sometimes even something like a mental health crisis, you'd never welcome it. It's not great. But by taking that time out, sometimes you can carve a new life that you never would have seen if you hadn't had that depression. Mm. But I'd never want to glorify depression.
No, of course. And I mean, is it okay not to experience one of these massive life shifts? We've had someone else just text in saying, "I never had any plans in my 20s. I spent the whole time traveling and took things as they come, and it all worked out just fine."
Perhaps that's sort of like an elongated not crisis, but just not doing things according to the books that we're taught of, you know, accumulating security day by day, week by week.
When it comes to, if you look at aging, which is what your expertise is in, when it comes to children and adolescents, there are almost too many milestones to count. You know, you walk, you talk, you learn language, you have, you know, fine motor skills, gross motor skills that all come out. But as we get older, those sort of huge milestones tend to peter out, the emotional ones and the physical ones. Do you think that because that happens when you're at an older age, you take it into your own hands to mark milestones yourself because it's not happening evolutionary, if you like?
Well, yeah, what we often see is that around midlife, you have accumulated a lot of things. You may have a house, or you may not, but you may have sort of established your career. So you've sort of in the world accumulated a lot, and you reach a turning point. Carl Jung talks about this turning point that happens at midlife, where there is a shift inwards. There's not more to there is more to achieve in the world, but you also want to understand yourself amidst all of that noise. And that transition from thinking about having more kids, having another mortgage, towards, well, what about me and who am I and what are my needs and what are my dreams? That shift also can be challenging and surprising, but it can lead to, it can be very fruitful as well.
Okay, just finally, some advice, Lydia, on, you know, if someone's going through a moment and they want to lash out and buy a car they can't afford, or quit a job they probably shouldn't, or buy a one-way ticket that perhaps they should think about the return. What's your advice on making the best decision when you're going through one of these wobbles?
Look, I think pausing and breathing is helpful, but you also don't want to dull an impulse to oblivion. It might have a spark of wisdom to it. So pausing, taking time, seeking advice, but then also looking for any spark of wisdom, because that one-way ticket might, like mine did, my one-way ticket to Sri Lanka, might actually lead you to a life you never would have expected if you hadn't taken it. So balancing those two impulses, I think, is helpful.
Yes. All right. It's been fascinating speaking with you on this very topic. Senior lecturer in the School of Psychological Sciences at the University of Melbourne, Dr. Lydia Brown, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Kath.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.